There was little in this speech that the governor hadn't already talked about before, but Walker was as emphatic as he'd ever been about wanting to pass a mining bill. The governor used visual aids to make his point, flanking himself with several private sector union workers, including operating engineers and carpenters. Some of them donned hard hats, and a couple stretched out a state of Wisconsin flag, which Walker noted includes a picture of a miner.
If there's any state that can move forward with a way to streamline the process for safe and environmentally sound mining, shouldn't it be the Badger State?
Walker was light on details when it comes to mining, saying only that he wanted reasonable changes to the mining bill that failed in the legislature last year. Walker also talked about wanting to cut income taxes.
I believe that putting more money in the hands of the people instead of the government is good for the economy.
The governor did not talk details here. Those will come in his budget. If there was a surprise last night, it came in the form of a report the governor's office released less than an hour before his speech. It calls for more than 300 modifications to state administrative codes that cover everything from building safety to hospital regulations.
Making these changes will make it easier to do business in the state while maintaining the safety and health of our citizens.
That many changes would normally mean a thorough vetting through scores of legislative hearings. The report from Walker's office calls for making the changes all at once. Walker hinted at some of his big priorities for the year ahead, including building roads and bridges.
All are at a competitive advantage if we have a good transportation system. That's why I'm committed to improving our infrastructure.
But at least so far, Walker has been vague on how he'll pay for that infrastructure. The governor also touched on his vision of school reform.
In our budget, we will lay out plans to provide a financial incentive for high-performing and rapidly improving schools. We want to reward and replicate success all across the state.
That's likely to generate heated debate, especially if other schools see their funding stagnate. Notably absent from Walker's State of the State address last year was his campaign pledge to help the private sector create 250,000 jobs in his first term. But Walker made multiple mentions of the jobs pledge in his State of the State speech last night.
Simply put, it's about helping improve the lives of 250,000 more families in Wisconsin.
Using the best available numbers, Wisconsin has added 39,000 private sector jobs under Walker's watch. Democrats said they were unimpressed last night. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said people want to hear an honest assessment of the state's economy.
What we needed was just a simple, candid assessment of what's going right and what needs dramatic improvement. And that's what was missing here tonight.
Senate Democratic Minority Leader Chris Larson said the speech was too light on specifics.
We saw a lot of fluff, but we didn't see the details of what's going to actually come from it.
Larson said it was unfortunate the governor was highlighting the mining bill, noting it will take several years for any mining jobs to materialize. But on the mining issue and others, it's majority Republicans the governor has to work with if he wants his agenda to move. That's happening already, with two key GOP lawmakers scheduled to hold a press conference on mining later this morning. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.